Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
Hey guys, welcome to today's podcast episode. On today's episode, we're continuing our series where we talk about how to be less overwhelmed, how to have more margin and balance in your business to create more success. And guys, on today's episode, I want to talk with you about setting boundaries or having non-negotiables. And I'm telling you guys, I see this all the time as I coach agents and, you know, run the membership. And this is one where if you don't get this under control, you just will struggle, you know, in your career, and you will never feel like you have balance. You'll always feel overwhelmed. I see it so often because realtors struggle a lot with setting boundaries. You know, and I think it comes from a place of, you know, you get into the real estate business, you are desperate for clients, so you'll answer calls, text, emails any time of day. And I did this at the beginning of my career, and it wasn't wise, right? You have to have boundaries. But what I was doing unintentionally was basically allowing people to bother me at any time of the day. And I see it so much again with realtors now. But I'm so glad that I kind of learned from this, and I hope that, you know, wherever you are in your career, that this episode can encourage you that you need to like stop this immediately. Now again, I know it's a hard balance. I want to give grace on this. I want you to give yourself grace on this as well, because it is hard to get started in real estate and you don't want to lose clients, but you will feel, and I felt that I had to answer calls, emails, text immediately, or the, you know, potential client will take their business elsewhere. But here's the thing, not answering a client for an hour, a few hours, they are not gonna go work with someone else just because you didn't respond right away. And it's teaching them too that, right, you have other clients that you work with. And here's the thing, guys, you have to have boundaries, right? A lot of the stress that I experienced and I've shared about is just, I didn't have proper boundaries with my clients. And so I want to give you guys a few practical things and practical advice on how you can create some boundaries in your business, right? So I certainly, you know, first I just want to say, I definitely understand that it's important to get back to clients. I do. You know, we all want people to get back to us and vice versa. So yes, get back to your clients in a timely manner, but there's ways that you can do this and still have boundaries as well. So what I would say is, you know, first of all, put down your phone for a little bit each and every day. Like I even shared with you guys last week, right, about an easy way to create more time. I shared about how much time I was on my phone, and I'm trying to get better at that every single week. And you need to as well. You know, you can do the notifications and disable them. You can set the timers. But whenever you're home, right, you know, and not in your office working, and you're with your wife, husband, spouse, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, with your kids, you need to put down your phone. And I've tried to get in a better habit of this, of being present while I'm home with my wife, with the kids. Put down your phone, maybe even put it in another room. You know, I know people that have had a ton of success by not even charging their phone in their bedroom, like charging it in another room so that when they're in bed, they're sleeping or reading or, you know, spending time with their spouse, but they're not sitting there scrolling Instagram reels or TikTok or whatever it is. So you cannot be constantly on your phone, and you can't be constantly answering your clients. And so here's something that might seem easy in theory, but realtors have a hard time with, and that's that the clients are not going to be mad that you don't respond right away, right? There is no reason that you have to answer them immediately and they cannot wait a few hours, right? And you have to have these boundaries where you can put your phone down and your clients have to understand that. Now, you have to set the expectation. Hey, you know, I'll get to this at some point. I can't do it immediately, but I promise I'll get to it. I know some realtors, now I don't do this, but I might try it at some point. I know some realtors will each morning change their voicemail and say, hi, this is John. You know, with whatever realty, I'm going to be checking. I'm in meetings throughout the day. I'll be checking voicemails at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m. So at least if you have something like that on your voicemail or email auto reply or something, it tells people when you'll be getting back to them. And there's no reason why clients cannot wait a few hours to hear from you. And if it's an emergency, I'm sure they'll track you down. And another thing you guys can do is, you know, block schedule. And we'll talk more about that on the next episode and some ways to do that. But again, it all comes back to having non-negotiables in your business, right? you have to have non-negotiables, like you will not do this or this or this in your business. It's just no way, no how, not gonna happen. So here are a few practical ones I've thought of and, you know, I do in my business. So Sunday mornings are off limits for me, right? I don't have client meetings. I don't show houses. I'm at church with my family, and that's where I want to be. Now, I will occasionally work some Sunday afternoons or evenings. You know, maybe they need to see a house and we couldn't see it Friday or Saturday. But my preference is to not work Sunday. So the hard cut is I'm not doing anything Sunday mornings or Sundays before 1 p.m. I will always defer those Sunday things to maybe Friday or Saturday. Again, if it can't happen and it's an absolute emergency, like I can show a home in the afternoon, I've done it. But a non-negotiable is I am not doing anything Sunday mornings when I want to be at church. It's just not going to happen. So I will tell clients, you know, I don't even explain where I am. You know, sometimes I'll say I'm at church, but you don't have to tell them where you are. I'll tell clients, you know, hey, I'm available Sunday after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but I'll tell them I'm not available before that. And it's just a non-negotiable for me. And you need some like that with your personal, you know, maybe your faith and going to church or something else that you do. You need that balance and that boundary that says I'm not going to do work during this time. Another non-negotiable for me, and you know, we just talked about it on Monday a little bit, is I'm not going to miss family events. I'm not going to miss my kids' birthday parties. It's just an absolute non-negotiable. I'm not going to miss my son's daughter's birthday. And especially as our kids get older, you know, if they get involved, you know, I don't know, sports, gymnastics, whatever it is, I'm not going to miss those events for my kids. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to be at every practice, but I don't want to be missing games or tournaments or things like that. I want to be there. Now, again, this one is, I would say, a little flexible, right? It's not like a hard, like the Sunday morning thing, but it is, I'm not going to miss these things. Now, again, if there's an emergency, you need to see a home, my family's flexible, my wife's flexible, I'm flexible, but I want to almost pretend to my clients that it's not flexible. Like, I absolutely cannot do this day and this time, you know, when I'm with my family. You know, a third one for me, my non-negotiable for my clients is my phone goes on do not disturb at 10 p.m. It might actually be 9. So 9 p.m. to about 9 a.m. Make it very clear for my clients, do not expect to hear from me after 9 p.m. until about 9 the next morning. So there's a good 12-hour period where they know they're not going to hear from me. Now, again, it's a non-negotiable, like, but again, when your house, if your house is burning down at 9:30, like, you're able to call me. But as a standard rule, you know, my standard operating procedure, I am not taking calls after 9 p.m. or before 9 in the morning. And, you know, that 12-hour gap, the businesses are closed, settlement companies are closed, inspection places are closed, our offices are closed. Like, nothing is happening between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. that cannot wait until the next day. And so that non-negotiable for me is, I'm going to handle it the next morning, right? And so here's just a few of my non-negotiables, you know, missing the family stuff, not going to happen, not going to do real estate stuff Sunday mornings, and I'm turning on my phone on do not disturb 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., and I'm putting my phone down, I'm spending time with my kids, with my wife, be with my family. And so I really want to encourage you, no matter where you're at in your real estate business, maybe you've been a realtor for 15 years, but you've just never done this, right? Well, guess what? Now is the time to decide, going forward from today, what are my non-negotiables going to be? What am I not willing to do no matter what in my real estate business? And if you're new to real estate, it's a great time. You need to decide right now, what am I willing to do? What am I not willing to do? Now is the time to decide what your non-negotiables are going to be. If you can't decide and won't decide your non-negotiables, you will feel stressed and you will feel out of balance. So you need to do it right now, today. Sit down and make a list of what are my non-negotiables, what are the things I will not sacrifice for real estate, for another deal, another client, whatever it is. And, you know, I really hope that this helps you. It is so important to have non-negotiables and boundaries in your business. And your clients need to understand that, yes, you're going to work hard, but you also have boundaries and a life, and you cannot be doing this 24/7. And so I hope this helps you. I hope it helps you think about creating more margin and balance in your business. And I hope maybe as you kind of apply some of these things, you create more success in your business and you start to feel more peace and less stressed. Appreciate you guys so much for listening. I'll see you guys on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.